In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I wish all of you a most blessed Easter, and I pray that all of us will come to share someday in the resurrection to eternal glory with Christ our Lord. We'll start with a story I had read from across a couple of weeks ago. Father John Higgins was a priest in his early 60s. He tells the story of something that happened to him just rather recently that was quite miraculous. After his masses Sunday morning, that early evening, he was called to adult ministry to offer mass to these young adults, and then they had like a little reception afterwards. So he drives out to that, and in the midst of offering mass and sometime at the reception, he got an emergency phone call. Was a gentleman had a heart attack with race to the hospital. He says, "I'm coming right now, I'll get there as quick as I can." We had to go at least 10 miles to get to this particular hospital. So when he gets to the hospital, he sees these paramedics, there's a gurney, and so we figure that must be the gentleman. So he goes up there, and just before he gets to that, he's intercepted by Anna, a nurse who is a parishioner and a friend, and she smiled and had a look of compassion. So, "Father, I know you went as fast as you could, but we lost him. He died." He said, "Well, let me just bless the body." So he goes in there at the curtain and he's blessing the body, but he notices that this man has the deceased has a big brown scapular, not a small one, as most of us have, but a bigger one. And so he reaches out, says, "Wow, what a beautiful scapular." The moment he did that, the body moved. And the nurse said, "Father, what did you do?" He said, "I didn't do anything." And then the deceased opened his eyes and with an Irish brogue, said, "Father, I've been waiting for you. I need to go to confession." And the nurses were like, "Ah." And then the paramedics heard what was going on. They're out in the hallway. Their jaws had dropped. They called for the doctors to come back in. The doctors were filling out the death certificate. And they come in, the man was alive and well, back, miraculous. Someone that came back to the dead. There's no signs of life whatsoever. Already filling out that certificate. There's many miracles that happen down through the ages. One of the greatest miracles that Christ did was that of his own bodily resurrection. And to prepare us for that, in the Gospels, we see our Lord Jesus Christ, he raises several people from the dead. We have the 12-year-old daughter of Jairus. In Mark chapter 5, the Lord raises her from the dead. Then the only son of the widow of Nain in Luke chapter 7, Christ has compassion on his mother and raises her son from the dead. And then his own personal friend, Lazarus, who was the brother of Martha and Mary, in John chapter 11, our Lord raised him from the dead. But of all the above that he raised from the dead, including the gentleman who had the scapula and came back, they were raised to continue their natural human life on earth. And they would all die. Lazarus, I saw his remains in a tomb in France in the cathedral, became bishop there. So I know that he died and had his remains there. But they were resurrected temporarily to a natural human. Now, it's not so with Jesus. He rose from the dead to a new and glorious form of life that will never end. And Pope Benedict XVI, in many of his talks, he even mentioned this today, the Easter Vigil, he talks about a new form of life. The resurrected body is not subject to pain and suffering. It travels at the speed of thought. There's a brilliance or a luminosity from the body. There's unending energy. There's no defects in the body that we may have here on earth. If we come to share in the glory of the resurrection, it's a new existence. Now it is true that our Lord Jesus Christ still bears his resurrected body, the wounds in his hands, his feet, and his side. And St. Thomas Aquinas says those are beautiful trophies showing the definitive defeat of sin and death. Now, most of us realize, as we celebrated on Friday, that Jesus died for our sins. But in our Catholic faith, we could, however, overlook the resurrection of our Savior, how it relates to our salvation. The work of salvation did not end on Good Friday. It did not end on the cross. The resurrection is part of Christ's salvific work. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states this: the Paschal mystery which we celebrate has two aspects. By his death, Christ liberates us from sin, and by his resurrection, he opens for us a new way of life. So first, there's forgiveness of sins or liberation. The second, newness of life, grace, restoration. So liberation on Good Friday, restoration with the resurrection. I was thinking as that big stone is moved, a doorway is open, a newness of life. Now St. Paul in Romans chapter 4, verse 25 says, he was handed over for our sins, and was raised for our justification. The two aspects: remission of our sins through Christ's death, and new life given the risen Christ. Now Pope Benedict XVI, Father Bear and I were watching the Easter Vigil, and he kept mentioning this. He said, by Christ's resurrection, he opens a new door, a new possibility of life for us. He opens a new dimension of reality. Now we have a body and we have a soul. The soul is immortal. The body is mortal. We'll die and we suffer and there's pain and things like that. But if we come to share in the glory of the resurrection, the body and soul reunited and we're in grace, that's a new dimension of reality. This big stone is removed and we enter into a world we can't even fathom here. Even people who have near-death experience can't fathom it. But none of us until we come to the general resurrection. Now, St. Paul, the first reading here in the epistle, he said it's through the sacrament of baptism that the door to newness of life is open. So think of this, the gateway sacrament the church talks about. So once we open that gate, we'll start walking down, as it were, that hallway or that path, there's things to strengthen us. Other sacrament, the sacrament of confession, to renew the baptismal graces, when we start getting weary, we mess up, take a wrong avenue. Confirmation, and the Holy Spirit to guide us in a more powerful way. The Eucharist, food for the journey. And the other sacraments to keep going down the right path. Now, the Holy Father says the beauty of the resurrection is the definitive the victory of good over evil, light over darkness, truth is greater than falsehood, and love is greater than hate. So all these things Jesus Christ is subject to, the evil, people attacking him, the darkness, the lies, the hate. And then the third day, he rose again. And the beautiful thing is, if we live a life in Christ, if we live in a state of grace, we too someday shall come to share in that. All the evils, the pains, especially that of death, we shall overcome, and then the death over the grave. Let this essential truth of our faith, the resurrection, transform the way you live your lives. Remember Father Kuklip was here for Lenten mission? He kept saying, it's a beautiful meditation. He said, like, if your every fifth thought was the resurrection, it puts everything into perspective. The purpose of life is coming to share in the glory of that resurrection. So pains and difficulties and trials pass away. When I was a seminarian, I was in a group called the Legion of Mary, founded by Venerable Frank Duff in Ireland. When we were in Maryland, at times we would go to this juvenile prison. And so there's this young man, I remember, there was a group of them, one man about 14 years of age, and he turned towards me. No disdain, no hatred, no roughness. He turned to me because he was a young man in sort of like despair, and he was looking for some hope. He turned to me and looked at me, and he said this: tell me about heaven. He wanted something to hope for. Tell me about heaven. Well, heaven, that's when you fall in love with Jesus Christ and you love with your whole heart, your whole soul, and the whole mind. It's a place that you will be for all eternity. And you decide right here and right now if you want to be there by the way that you live, by your actions. It's a glorious, glorious future that awaits us. There's a big stone right now, it's our sins. When these readings today, Ezekiel, wasn't that beautiful? All these readings just beautiful. Lord, remove that stony heart. Give me a new heart, a new spirit. Amen. Amen. Change us, dear Lord. Transform us in this world in your grace that we may be with you in the next. So a glorious life awaits us, a new reality. So I tell you, keep focused on Christ. Live in a state of grace. And someday, we can come to the glory of the resurrection to praise the Lord and thank him for all that he suffered for us and all that he did. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.